Sean, it's an exciting weekend for the Northwest clubs. FAI Senior Cup, Derry City and Finn Harps both involved. And I suppose, first of all, both of these sides will be going in as underdogs, given that Pats and Shamrock Rovers have home advantage.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously, as you know, I've been in a couple of semi-finals myself, and home advantage, although it's important, it's not the be-all and the end-all. You know, I think it's how you perform on the night, and a semi-final is probably one of the trickiest games to win. You know, I think there's a lot of nerves about a semi-final because, you know, if you lose, you don't even have the final and the prospect of the big day to look forward to, you know.
We'll focus on Derry City, who are taking on Shamrock Rovers. Derry Cup winners in 2006 and 2012, and a lot of that squad from a couple of years ago still involved under Peter Hutton this time round, and they'll be looking to go cause a shock as they head to the Talla Stadium.
Yeah, I think both sides really. I think if you remember the start of the year, I expected both teams to be in the top four, and they're not. So I think they're both obviously disappointed with their league form. Obviously, there's been managerial changes at Rovers. The home advantage there, I think, will be a big thing, and you would expect Rovers really just to nick this one. Derry, unfortunately, I think over the last couple of years have become a successful cup team, and you know, I'm sure they'd be looking forward to trying to do better in the league. But it's a big game for both clubs, and with neither of them being in the top four, I think all their eggs will be in the cup basket now, you know.
Yeah, Shamrock Rovers certainly playing, I suppose, the better football of the two sides over this last number of weeks, but Peter Hutton will come back in that and say that he was very much focusing on the cup. But one thing that Derry's going to have to do is, of course, score the goals if they're going to progress. Rory Patterson has been in fantastic form for Derry in recent games. I think it's five he's scored in three matches. How much pressure do you think is going to be on the Strabane man who's going to be up front for the Candy Stripes on Sunday?
Well, I think Rory's an experienced player, so I don't think the pressure will get to him. I think he's obviously in good form. He enjoys scoring goals. I think he's probably the top striker in the league, in my opinion. I think he's a fantastic player. So I think he will relish and he will enjoy that. But, you know, I think you're right. Look, you know, you can't say you're focusing on the cup. You want to win to the cup semi-final in the best form you can, and that's very, very important. You know, it'll be a tough game. It'll be really, really hard to call. I think obviously with Rovers' recent experience, maybe they just say might just nick it. You know.
Yeah, but how much is Pat Fennell going to be a factor then in all this, Sean?
Well, look, Pat is. I think that could be the key, because Pat's great experience in cup semi-finals. He's won cups. He's won championships, and you know, his role could be just the thing that swings it, in my opinion, in Shamrock Rovers' direction.
St Patrick's Athletic are the side that everybody wanted to avoid in the semi-final draw. Finn Harps got them. They have to go to Richmond Park on Sunday. Realistically, what are we looking at in this one for the Donegal side? Is it a case of don't concede too early and maybe have a crack as the game goes on, and probably frustrates the likes of St Pat's, because they are a class act and they do have some of the best players in the country in their starting 11, Sean?
No doubt about that, and I'm sure they're hurting themselves that they haven't made a better stab of their title defence. And there's obviously the cup hoodoo around St Pat's that they haven't won it for such a long period of time, and they've lost a couple of semi-finals and finals. But, you know, when you look at the quality of their squad, it's going to be a daunting task for Finn Harps. Unfortunately, Harps haven't really, you know, they've had a great run to the semi-finals, but they haven't played anybody of real substance, you know, and I think that could come back to haunt them. I think you're right, they've got to keep it very tight, try and frustrate Pats, all the pressure's on Pats, so the longer the game goes on with 0-0, then Harps always have a chance, you know, and I think the best they could hope for maybe was to get would be get them back to Donegal, you know.
Well, listen, the beauty of the Cup is, Sean, that there's always going to be somebody who's going to pull off a giant-killing performance at some stage in the season, and I suppose, as Donegal people, we're all hoping it's going to be Harps on Sunday.
Well, I suppose, and if you look at this year's Cup, there hasn't really been, as you say, a giant-killing act. Normally there is one, but look, I think the days in the past when you get a smaller club getting to the final are getting less and less, you know. I think it really, even if you look at the FA Cup now as well, it's, you know, the quality always comes through at the end. So, look, I would expect St Pat's to win that. I think it'll be close enough, but I still think they'll have enough quality to win the game. And I would expect Shamrock Rovers to maybe win the other one, although that could possibly go back to a replay.